Quebec 4, Bravo Golf Echo Mobile.
Delta Echo Station, Whiskey 0, November Sierra.
Quebec 4, Bravo Golf Echo.
Kilo, Kilo 4, Bravo Golf Echo. Copy.
How are you doing today? Doing today? Name here on this end is Donnie.
Donnie, I'm Jonathan. I'm mobile as well down in Anderson. How are things going up your way?
The weather going from as cold as it was to as warm as it is. I think I'll just not complain. Roger, I hope you're doing well.
Yeah, doing good. I don't mind the weather change. It's getting about warm enough where I'm going to have to get back out and do a little bit more yard work, so I don't mind about that at all. And it's a good drive around.
Roger that. I like being outside myself. I've done landscaping for 10 years. Just the plant life just isn't what it seems. I hate being cooped up.
You there. All my radio stuff is mobile because I can't seem to sit still in the house long enough. If I'm inside, I'm usually doing something. To sit down beside a radio long enough, I've got to be in a car seat, apparently.
That's like I saw this short little video on YouTube where it was in the caption, it said, men, when they talk on the phone, the guy was working on his truck and his phone rang. He answered it and walked all the way to, like, Canada or somewhere. He walked all over the world.
Yeah, if I do set up at home, I run one of those telescoping light-changing poles you use for tall ceilings, and I run a handheld antenna up to the top of that and use a portable battery because I don't have anything set up there. I guess I'll get around to it eventually, but for the most part, I like to stay moving, stay busy. I'm actually going to be hopefully installing a dual bander on my motorcycle so I can use that in conjunction with a good ride, too.
That would be awesome. Are you going to have it set up where you can talk in your helmet?
Confirm. I've got a couple of different BGC and BTEC radios that will Bluetooth to my helmet. I already hooked my phone up to it, and I've tried it before with a friend doing off-roading with GMRS radios, and they come with a push-to-talk button that works really, really well for that.
It's neat. Man, it's crazy. Before I got into ham radio, I thought it was just, a lot more simplistic than it was. But, like a guy told me, you're going to learn something new about ham radio every day. You're never going to learn it all. It's wild. But, hey, I like your innovativeness with the light changer there. That's a pretty neat idea.
A background in law enforcement doing motorcycle patrol, and I got so used to being able to talk on the radio with a push-to-talk button there going to my helmet that it's just so much better that way than trying to have to pull over and have a conversation. It's much easier to just talk and ride, and still a lot of fun, especially with the off-road side of it, but I'm hoping to get one of these VGC radios into my road bike for touring work, and I think I can get some better signal out of that with an actual ground plane on the antenna instead of using a handheld, although that time I was just trying to talk to my buddy that was behind me, so it worked fine.
Me and my buddy were wanting, when I done landscaping, me and my friend, we kept trying to find, a headset that would go over the ears, and you could talk on the radio with noise canceling so we could simplex at work with our ham radios, but we never got around to doing it. We didn't want to use Bluetooth, but I guess that's the way to go in all reality.
Yeah, that's an option for it. I'm not sure how well my noise canceling works, but all the conversation I've had on telephone calls with it, the noise canceling seems to be okay as long as my visor is down. On the other hand, I did see Razer, one of the companies that makes the electronic ear muffs for shooting. They have an attachment or a version, I think it's an attachment you can put on there that is FRS frequencies, and it has the noise canceling, but you'll still hear voices around you. But I don't know if there's a push-to-talk or if it's Vox-activated or what. I think it's Vox-activated, so I don't know if that would work with landscaping.
Roger that. We ended up not really messing around with it, but yeah, I mean, that would have been something to have right there. I mean, it was so much easier because, you know, there's not a lot of people trying to work nowadays. It was just me and him taking care of all these yards, and we'd be in, like, you know, a big complex up in Hendersonville, and if he's off doing something, it's nice to just be able to say on the radio, like, hey man, what you got left, you know, or like, I'm done over here, what can I help you with, or, you know, stuff like that.
The time you take your phone out and deal with all the notifications you have on it, and, you know, spam text and spam email address and some scam call coming in, by the time you've handled all of that, you wasted more time than it would have taken just to hit the PTT and talk to your friend.
Made it so much simpler. Yeah, but, you know, with ham radio, you'd have to, in our situation, we'd have to cut the mower off and haul it. That way it wasn't no spurious noise in the background. And probably couldn't even hear each other if we did do it. So, it was just irritating. We did find a cool little, it's like a AM/FM radio, it's Bluetooth, and it's got a boom mic and all that jazz, but it was Bluetooth, and you had to use a special app. Would have been really cool to have, but you know how that goes with using phone apps and all that stuff. Like you said, by the time you get it situated and something starts going wrong, you got to troubleshoot, and be more headache than it's worth.
That NASCAR has come up with some good technology for headsets that are noise canceling so that the driver can hear to the pit back. With all the noise going on there, they've got to have some good tech for it. And I assume they're just using business frequencies, but I don't really know.
4BGE, 4ID. Yeah, I'm sure they do. I mean, you're absolutely right, especially with them noisy air guns trying to communicate with each other and, you know, all the loud noises from the cars. So they'd have to have some good technology with it. And yeah, I don't know what kind of frequencies they use. And I had thought about that, didn't put like an extensive thought into it, but I said, well, NASCAR probably makes headphones for that. But, you know, we always like to listen to podcasts, and I like to listen to preaching, so does he, so it'd be kind of hard to do that and have a headset that would incorporate all that we needed. But, you know, it was what it was. We worked around it.
50NS. Yeah, I think the technology will advance to the point that we'll be able to inundate ourselves with all the communication we want and hopefully be able to filter out the stuff that we don't. Are you still up in the Hendersonville area?
Moved to South Carolina about almost a year ago. Grew up and was born and raised up in Hendersonville. I was actually living in Brevard before I moved down here.
Happened to see any of the aurora on Tuesday night?
I didn't find out about it until late that night, and I was getting ready to go to bed, and had to be up super early, so I didn't go out there to see it. I wish I would have now, but can't go back.
Probably been annoying most of my friends talking about it, because Tuesday night I was out mobile, and I called into the net, and they were talking about solar weather information, and I happened to see it and figured out that it was the aurora. Chased it for a while, got a couple of good photos without the night time mode, just regular, and you could see it, and I went chasing it Wednesday and never saw it, but it was still great to see it that once. It's addictive though, man. I spent a few hours searching for it Wednesday.
contact.
Come on in.
4ZEW, Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Echo Whiskey. My name is Ben. I was on the net, too, Tuesday night. And I've heard that tonight there might be some good viewing of the lights as well.
Roger, that's good news to hear. Did they give anything about the time? Because I know they can predict the magnetic waves coming in. But did you copy anything about the time?
There are some of the sites we talked about with the metrics on them. You can get a time when the K-index is really high. Like, I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday night, it looked like 10 p.m. was where it was the highest. So it was probably the best view. But probably any time after dark and north to the northern direction and with as little ambient light as possible.
You have to drift north of the city a bit to see if I can find it tonight. I really appreciate that information. Thank you, sir.
Appreciate the information as well. I'll probably have to move around a little bit to see it. Unfortunately, the northern direction of my house is blocked by a wood line right up against the house.
And so it's quite a trip for me to get up to the north part of the county to where anything's dark.
It seems like this has been a week for space stuff with radio. They had the slow scan TV from the ISS starting up Wednesday, and we had a really great pass last night, and I got all set up for it. It's the first time I've done it. Recorded the audio, but I didn't receive anything. I must have had something set wrong, but I was hoping to get some of the images coming in from that. I don't know if y'all tried any of it.
They have had problems with it. It's been postponed, suspended indefinitely, so it was not you and your equipment. There's a good pass about 5:20 p.m. today. I don't know if they'll have it up and running, but if you did not get the signal, it was not you. As far as about noon today, the SSTV system was still down.
I really appreciate the heads up on that, because I was kicking myself pretty good for having two different radios set up recording and still not being able to figure it out. So I'll see if I can check the ARIS website, and hopefully they'll have an update. Did you find the update online somewhere, Facebook, or was it a different group?
If someone's Reddit is where I've seen it. I can't remember if it was the ARIS Reddit or something else, but they're keeping updates there. But tonight, like I said, in about at 5:20, we're supposed to get like a 73-degree pass. So if it's back working, then it'll be an excellent time to grab one. And if you get no signal, just know that their system is probably still down.
Full information. I didn't catch your name.
This is Ben, Bravo Echo November.
Ben, I appreciate it. Donnie, I didn't mean to cut you off. You had something for Ben.
Totally fine. I'm actually trying to glean off what y'all are talking about. I haven't quite made that far in ham radio yet. Now, what is this y'all are talking about? I'm guessing it's like slow scan TV. Roger.
Affirmative. So the International Space Station has an occasional broadcast. It's not all the time, and it's usually themed. Right now, I believe it's themed on 25 years of space station operation and also the Boy Scouts. And they put it out on 145.800, I believe, is the downlink that you can listen to. And you don't even have to have special equipment to pick it up. If you've got a radio that will record it, that's great. These Bluetooth ones that I have can be decoded on the connected phone device, but if you just record the audio, you can feed it through a decoder program and it'll bring it up for you.
I could just use like a regular 2-meter radio on that frequency. I would just have to run it through the computer.
Run it into the computer to record the audio, but you can record the audio from running an external speaker port to a mic in and record it that way. You can record it on a tape player if you wanted to and play it back in. There is a really good app for desktops and laptops, so a PC, not a a tablet, and that's, I believe, MMSS-TV that a lot of those guys use. I'm just using the inbuilt app into these radios that are Bluetooth. They can decode the photos that way.
Is that something I'm going to have to jot down and or run out driving? I wouldn't be able to remember all that. That's wild. Yeah, I mean, I've seen a little bit on slow scan TV. I know that the, I think it's WB4YAO repeater up in Hendersonville. They do slow scan nets, or they used to. I don't know if they still do. And I would listen to them, and, you know, the radio would make all kinds of chirping noises. But, yeah, I haven't made it that far yet. That is really neat. So, now, what does the International Space Station send? Is it just like a photo of the Earth? Like what does that entail?
I understand. Usually it's a commemorative photo of something, whatever the topic is. Like, right now it could be pictures from the Boy Scouts on the Air Jamboree or something like that. I'm not really sure yet what they're going to be putting out, but I believe the announcement said something about 12 different photos. It's hard to catch. They broadcast for 2 minutes on and 2 minutes off, so even in a good long 6 or 7 minute pass, you may only get a couple of images. Ben, do you know anything else about that?
It's more like they'll transmit with more like a postcard looking image. And if you have an Android phone or Android tablet, there's a program called Robot 36, and you can just hold the radio up and run the program, and Robot 36 will auto-detect the format and decode the image while it's playing through your radio speaker. So that's how a lot of people do the Hendersonville net, is, you know, they'll be on the radio, and they'll have, you know, you just have the speaker right next to the microphone on the phone or the tablet, run Robot 36, and it'll decode the image for you.
You said that. I was trying to use Robot 36, but I was having trouble changing the format. But if you're telling me that the thing automatically detects the format, then I was trying to do work that it was already doing, and I appreciate that information. Do you have any more information about that slow scan TV net?
I've listened in on it a couple times. I think it's 7 p.m. Sunday night, I believe. And then that's out of the Hendersonville repeater, which is 146.640. And they have a PL tone. I think it's 91, might be 91.5. But you can listen, even if you can't get to the repeater, you can just listen to it and then just, I said, hold your whatever radio up to the speaker on the Android device, and Robot 36 should just decode the image. It should figure out what the format is.
Text me the information on that frequency, but what do you know, like, how do I find out what time it's going to pass around my area?
Use ISS detector app. I have the pro version. I don't know what the differences are between the free and the pro, but that's what I use. Ben, what do you use?
I just use the website, N2YO, or you just type in ISS path predictor, and it'll give you maps and times of when it's going to pass. November2YankeeOscar.com will actually show you, it'll tell you how high above the horizon it will be also. And so that's what I mean when we're going to have a 73 degree path at 5:20 tonight. I got that information from that website that it's going to be 73 degrees off the horizon, where 90 degrees would be directly overhead.
So 5:20 this evening, Now, again, what is the frequency?
145.800. And as we were saying, if you don't hear anything, then don't just get disappointed and give up, because their SSTV system has been down for like 2 days, so it may not be fixed. But it's worth a try to go listen for it, at least.
That, if I have the chance, I'm definitely going to do that. 145.8 on the confirmation. And, yeah, I already, as we were speaking, done downloaded Robot 36. And now I can join in on the fun. I won't be able to send anything yet, probably, but I'll at least be able to view the photos.
And, Ben, you just made my day, because I was so disappointed yesterday. That information about the broadcast being down is wonderful to know, but also my detector app wasn't showing the path today, and looking at intoyo.com, it's showing that beautiful path you're talking about, so I know I'm going to be on top of the hill this evening. Man, I really appreciate that, Ben.
You're just getting thrown into the waters with this one, aren't you?
And even if I can't swim, I'm going to paddle as hard as I can.
4ZEW, yeah, I'm hoping they'll have it fixed. But, and you'll know if you're listening, you'll know the sound that it makes. It's very distinct. You can go on signalwiki.com and look up SSTV, and they have examples of what it would sound like, so you can kind of know what you're listening for.
We can set up a time to try and simplex some SSTV to you if you're interested in that.
4BZE, Freddy. I might have doubled with you a little bit on that, so I didn't catch what all you said there.
November Sierra. What I was saying was that if you're interested and can copy down my email address, maybe we can set up some time to do some simplex SSTV so you can get some practice runs if you're interested.
Let me see if I can set up here to copy it. All right, you want to go ahead and shoot that to me?
10-4, it is Whiskey 0 November Sierra Radio, the word radio, so W0NSRADIO at gmail.com.
Confirmation, that's Whiskey 0 November Sierra Radio at gmail.com. Roger.
Roger, roger.
I'll email you later on. And whereabouts is your home? Just a few miles away from Clemson.
Be perfect, because my QTH is in Liberty.
If you don't mind my asking, are you right there just past the sign where it says a neighborhood of friends or something like that?
That's not me. That's someone with a much better antenna setup than I have. I'm on the central side of town over by the water tower and the graveyard.
I've seen his antennas, and that one that looks like a kind of like a triangle or something, but it's a Yagi. That's something wild.
One of these days we'll have to find out who that is and see if they can run an antenna class for us. Well, if you're over here in the area, still out mobile, I'm going to be set up at the Liberty Memorial Gardens, the big cemetery on the hill near the stop a minute, to try to catch that SSTV a little bit later on for that 5:30 pass.
Fortunately, I won't be able to be on the radio. I'm actually going to go do a photo shoot for a friend, so I'll be occupied for probably an hour or two. So, but if I can get back on here shortly, I'll definitely pop over to that 145.8 and be listening as well.
10-4. Well, with any luck, they'll be broadcasting and we'll all get a good signal. Ben, you going to be out trying to catch that too?
I'm going to try to catch it. I'm at least going to chat and see if it's back online. I'm almost home right now. So I'm going to check and see if they've made some kind of announcement about being back up or not. And I can shoot you an email and let you know if I find anything one way or the other. But I'm going to listen just in case they got it working again.
You know, I would appreciate that. And even if it's not, I appreciate the good contact. You're giving me a lot of great information. Appreciate you both.
A couple notes from the conversation and then forward them on to Donnie, just since we all kind of don't have a way to write stuff down right now.
I turned the radio on this afternoon. This was a real great contact. I'm back to the QTH, so I got to hop out and take care of these dogs, but I really do appreciate it, Ben and Donnie. It's awesome. Whiskey Zero November Sierra, I'll be clear.
Okay, Donnie, I'll catch you maybe via the email, and otherwise I'm going to get out of the car. I'm going to switch my base station on and just see if anybody else is on the repeater. So, yeah, definitely enjoyed it, and I'll be in touch, man. Let's see if we can do this.
I appreciate you, fellas. Glad I was on here as well. And yeah, hopefully we'll get in touch later this evening and see what we got. All right, you fellas have a safe rest of your evening, and 73s all around. Enjoyed it. I'm about to destinate myself. KQ4, BGE, and I'll be clear.